mengambil juga bikin dengan turang dengan merama terbawa nama lewa dan bunuh lebih bungo New Zealand di bawah sini dan apa City lebih bungo Wellington dan Wellington Access Radio 2.2 FM. Apa mengambil juga bikin dengan turang dengan merama terbawa nama lewa dan asal nanti ni kembali nonton bunuh kita sampai bukit tugu tugu dan bunuh lebih bungo Wellington. Imbula minaka so apa mengambil juga ini dan ada tali dan ada imbula dan ada ingangga ni wanita turang atau Yesus Kristo. Kau ni takkan apa seni kalau dan ada rumah dan dikuat dan lebih bau ngerti dan lebih tumbir lebih kena dan sehingga nindai nak ini bulan ni tahu tu nak ini bulan ni tahu dan tu boleh vale senda baru tu boleh menolong di halaka senda baru tu main lomani motoka pun ada mengawal baru mungkin matakan ini sehingga nindai sanung hitabi mau bikin dan begitu lebih kena dan matakan ini sehingga nikua dan Wellington Access Radio dan 2.2 FM dan sehingga minah nikua unitaka nina kau tiken daruna kalau kini ndutan lele bolo di bingrami dan sehingga nindai lagu tumbe kembali di selan di wangito semang ande semai dagadaka semai wuli semu sama ilioni bulu tunde itu dan bulu nunggu di selan di kapakai tubitu kena bulu alimungu Wellington au sama ambule tuan di weekend dan sehingga minah nikua sana raba-raba kalau maikin dan sehingga minah nikua ahamba mai la umbeka la kondrobe mbua suma duata mai mba patikira o kadabu la maibiti teilevu rewa serwa unamosi sende ula labi unanonga patikira musa ya sana labu kala umbe ikina au sanga umbule tukani ya nasiru mila nikua na yaga tali ni wanitura kutsi Yesu Kristo
amen in the vassal to wanitura nasiru mila nikua praise the Lord the check amana maikina kasalivu amen greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from each other country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central, as well as the Eastern Division, that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobo. Let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can worship centers, so we can be Western, but the Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. And Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here, because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talanga Se Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge, because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the Melotikirana for sure, but it is so we can go get us immediately vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even when on the Melotikirana, we are going to vaccinate, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the for sure, so you can come and also worship with us. And let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can understand any lot of new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. To save for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the first show, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the first show this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you, I know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning, we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can make the No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes. Everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami tukana bi wale ni mbula to bi mate sa kambe ko ko buni wae sa sanga ni rawa so we can just like wale mbula. You actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless you. We want to thank you. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed. And you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Bekenda bagete ko bekenda na turanga na marama thorbo na ngone lewa na sana tinigabani nondo banua. And the sir sir tumai na television mai kandabu ya tul mai viti ya tulau. Bekum do mai lawi zake do malombula. Na bagale bu na sema tumai. Bekum do mai na mukai lau mai kambara mai mode mai komo mai watoni ata. Mai wato mai ono ilau fulang na bateki onge ya nyimbula binaka. Mai lakemba mai zidia bu na mbala bu mango katufana tuza. Nyimbula binaka. Ena sama takani singa nindai. Mai na ese samuala mai tutoya. Watalaki na mai nungu ena nivasu na muka mai matuku nyimbula binaka. Watalaki na mai mwala nyimbula binaka. Sia nyimbula binaka mai bono batu. Watalaki na mai kandabu mai zake ono. Kautu sumu sargira nyimbula binaka. Epi ya soma malabu nyimbula binaka. Kemendo mai na soso mai na viti. Kematalaki na kemendo mai alombi mai waya. Daronga na tukuna tukuni alo nikua. Dabaga bina binaka tikubwa na turanga. Ena singa binaka nikua. We were just claiming that the Asawa will become a region. Daronga na nikua na tukuni alo. We ingaswe na na kaya tusa na katiko. Amen. Na kago tusanaka. The things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Amen. Na kago baga tusai na ndona singa na tomba le maiweko.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Wamula talta weekend na turanga na marama dharu wono nilewa dhaka wa obisa. We stay seni todoko ni obisa. We lori todoko ni obisa. Nimbula minaka nindo usema tikumai. Sanga nimbula dhabi weke mnina dhaka wa mataivalu. Dele na mbuwa ma indele na maka. Mai wayabi mai lotoka. Vature kuka mai. Lambasa nimbula binaka we kemba kede ni matebalu nimbula binaka we kemba ndomu na vendeli ni nuku maisena nimbula binaka mai Syria ina vendelana nimbula binaka ina singa bina nikuwa nero itabi mekeroboka mbula tiku vikenda ina singa bina nikuwa sirtala ni ngule labi vikenda na leo imiti ni lakupa angito wa lakalaka wangandeba kabuli sekemu nisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde bulo ni tiku kina kima mishabaka mbula tuka ina fosua totoka tulandraki tobo suwa wakalindi marabu lalura itu na sa sokolami wa ingana ke telinga yang basi kali bumai ombe ga diri awa kata lagi ulana enu de tambongo enu mayas mata kan iskan inda inda boga bila bina ka boga lebu anak kalu boga susu mata boga turanga kabi ko ya toga esa boga zengu betu na lange free ko ga rede tu na mata lisinga singa ni shomi
Emeni
iku somo na liwa liwa iku somo na wai yona kalu somo raga tu mai auza mai lo malangi kina mata lisinga berli wi sa ume na ngola ni ata boga tekinoa kina lange ro zengu boga somo lima zengu boga lingua senga boga ndo ni bo stail na rangi sulia na kalu ni sibina ngani kwa kabi kenda ni voltamu ena mazi una kena wase tini ndo ruso ngo alu ruso ngo liwa kina tolso bulu ndo la mai bia ku kemu ndo ngando sa ola ni dolata ola ni dolata ola ni dolata eso sa ola ola ni dolata sa andreke so sa andreke andreke sa yara so sa yara yara sa biu gai katu ko tisu ndo la mai bia come on to me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul kaugo ndo la mai bia ku kemu ndo sa ova ni lota ni zolo lo bibi au na faka zengu ikemdo haleluya doutoro wikendo doutoro wikemdo na nungu ibuwa Emeni. Ni sarara na nungu ibuwa ngai mamanda na nungu idola dola
haleluya
yano beisureti uo sibi ndondua ke tutu na beisureti ngo indo na beisureti uo sibi ndondua and every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning it's about God of our nation and this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wata muli sambula bose ni kalau kau kau kang ngata sara kemuzunga ni selwa umbatirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kembali ezuru mangai baga takila mesuaka ngai wasia ezuru mangai baga takila mai nak aku sini kila
emeni
mena hal talaga na ngono mena nanduri mata ikuaya kendara rere ikuaya kasih talaga ni dua kak kendara rebuni tagarawa kembali matanga ni sikini ndai the solution to every problem that we have
Amen.
Whether it's a physical whether it's a spiritual or whether it's mental the answer is in the word of God and that's why we encourage everyone we encourage every church goers we encourage every senior pastors vaga unge titiko na bini songo songo lotu wa Kristo yungu na kamusi teutiko na lotu wa Kristo kenda ndaulanga tumalebu nalo tuba Kristo sambule tukwende ndai but we can't see Christ in the Christian life we're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity
Amen.
And it's a big challenge
kembali bishuri titi wala kalo dola kwa mbiao mai tova kwa mai mai uko elenga kwa enyera uko matamboko uko matareba uko eta mtu nyao uko enda mdebua kawa uko elame lako tova kwa mai nila kutoza kwa mai kwa ya baka nduwa ngaye wanda nizolata na izolzolo mbibi kalimi meka na watimu kalimi na lubemu nduwe moshu biiko nduwe mwole kamiko nga ina numa tiko ekali tiko na kalo sekali tiko sekali tiko ekali tiko kwa ya hena mataka nisika nikuwa menda lako maibi kwa ya hena mataka nisika nina dama ingara mikuwa baka ya loka baka indina kauta maina numu ndu izolzolo kele na kani wala tamu nisa ando na numi kenda na kalo ya nisika mina kanikuwa niko mbele ni mbiu mbiu maibale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Bua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, and those that are watching on television, and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Sit down. He spoke spoke to the wind, sit down and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we can do wrong to me kwa dona kama yado e mi tuba kan dota likina na no mbula sona kai kuna kita sona kai vaka dalaka
yo
sona kai kwa kai kwa sandi turumbe kan yado e sa yado e ni kwa me wrong to kan dona ni klo mi kwa na no 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 ma e tu indu me na no 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 na ve kai kuna no me ni bina kai kwa e tu indu me na kai na no mo kwa e ni bina kai kwa yenda na railo malai na sengi rede na kani na vadha ge kau kwa wiko patike yao. Mebakana yawa ni loma langi menandele ni huruvura. Sabaka kina na nogu na numa, kina nomu na numa. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The via kabi keda jisika tambu, notamagu kwa iturangu ni wakitawa. Via kabi jisika tambu, enayaya nitiko na tinangu. Nanito vale single na lounge open space but it's gonna need to store. Kito na nondo ndambiti kwa kito rechu na katu mini store. Wei single tambo. And ayaya ni na nito store na tinago na mavaro tiki kito na vima dawa kito na ndandabo kito to kito na yeto na langser. Langa po lot vita la noa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story every Sunday and we always call it the Baba Cow night. Ngoni nini tongu nuti mbamba kao. Langono susuweki chikumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitu lelima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts are still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow the gig. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, yes. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that benefit, yes. Make the decision now and worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10 wheeler, don't allow a truck, don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen.
That is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Kagua koya usakila. Ausakila na nungu na numa. Membaletike mdo. Sangatani ngwe kila. Oyiko tukuna numu itumatuba. Ngarumoza tukunikuwa. Na ta... Okay, Randini. Pauti manda numu itala na mbaleta na wayo kukute ni binumuta. Na unasarivi kumekina. What happened? Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. And bitu ngengu suna nduanga na nana ngen dabo ya sa nana dabo dabo bandua. Au singa lebu nangu na baka ndo honte kia mwendo kaya. Bala ka nangu na mewa tiki na au vanga nga why? And you know, you receive information. Kemudok kia tuke nanda kuna. Kemudok kia da kabango. Kemudok kia da kabango. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated. Stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church. Nakaiba buli kina buli the making and doing it kini. Abuli the making and alone. I begin to. Oh,